This might not interest you, but I'm moving bank. Not because another bank has offered me some great deal, I'm moving bank because I'm fed up with the user experience of my current bank's mobile app. There isn't even anything seriously wrong with that app. It's not broken as such, but I use the app many times a day and the little things begin to grate with that level of use. Using their app feels like death by a thousand cuts, so when I saw the alternative, I knew I had to swap. You see, user experience matters. Matters enough to motivate people to move from one supplier to another. It's not even the big usability issues, it's the little things that build up to make a bigger problem. It's constantly encountering the same thing that never seems to get fixed. To show you what I mean, I want to walk you through the process of logging in to two separate banking apps, First Direct and Barclays. Logging into the Barclays app is a pleasure. You launch the app and enter your 5-digit PIN. No keyboard to fiddle with, just a nice clear numerical pad pops up and you type away. For added security, they display an authentication phrase so that you know it's Barclays that you're logging into and that somebody hasn't hijacked the app. Compared to that, First Direct is a nightmare. Upon launching the app, you see a series of options. It forces you to click an extra button before you can even log in. Now, you could argue that people don't need to log in for some of the additional options it shows, so why make them do so? But those other options are edge cases. The majority of people using the app are either going to want to log in or generate a security code, which also involves logging in. They've designed the app for the few at the expense of the many. Even the login itself is more complex. It requires you to enter a password at least 8 digits long, including both upper and lower case, not to mention at least one number. But what irritates me the most is that when the password box appears, it needs to be clicked before you can start typing. It doesn't just automatically focus on that field and display the keyboard. You might think that the First Direct logon sounds more secure, maybe, but Barclays are smart enough to not make that my problem. They promise that if any fraud happens via their online app, then they will cover the cost. They are willing to take the risk to provide a superior user experience. Once logged in, things don't get much better. On the First Direct app, the initial screen expands to show the side menu because people used to miss it. And I can't even see my balances now because all you can see is the menu. Worse still, there's a big hello, how are you message that takes up a ridiculous amount of valuable real estate. Do they really expect me to answer this question? This is in stark contrast to the Barclays First screen where you get your balances and quick access to all of your key tasks. Things like make a payment, transfer money between accounts, view statements, store locations, PIN Sentry, call the bank. I particularly like calling Barclays from this app because I don't have to verify myself with the call center. All the security information is automatically passed across. So what are the lessons to learn from this comparison? Well, a bad user experience can drive customers away, while a good user experience is a key differentiator, enough to make people swap to your service. Second, design for the majority and not the edge cases. Third, don't make your problems, in this case security, the problems of your users. I'm talking about capture as well. That's another good example of that. Next, focus on showing users what they need and remove superfluous copy and other things.